sorry. Oh, you were on the air there? My bad. So, let's get to business. We've lost Rico. Okay, so. Come on, man. How am I going to do this if you can't make eye contact?
Let's go.
You're like Stoney over there. You're staring at the floor because you don't want to start laughing. We have a question. We are 2 weeks from college football. And everything right now, because we're in this dead zone of NFL, so much with college. Today, we kicked off Cash the Ticket with our preview series. And, you know, every radio show or podcast, it's all college football. So we had a question, right? The Lions have this well-defined barometer for success. Super Bowl. It's just, it's inarguable. Michigan and Michigan State are really in a weird place.
Mm-hmm.
Two completely different programs right now. But it's Michigan off a national title. What defines success this season?
Mm-hmm.
Or does it matter at all? Like, I don't expect a Michigan fan to call up and go, you know, zippity-doo-dah, it doesn't matter. We won. What defines success moving forward? And for Michigan State, with a first-year head coach, you know, you said it earlier, it's like it's year zero. It's not even year one. The whole program had to be burnt to the ground after Tucker did his best routine. What defines success? And I want to continue that conversation so I can throw it to the people. 248-539-9797. But where do you want to start? You want to go with Michigan or Michigan State?
I mean, I can do both. I think for Michigan State, it's 7 wins. I think for Michigan State, it's just trying to get this program to a bowl game, just so you get the extra practices, just so Smith can continue to build upon this, so you can keep people from not transferring out because they're thinking, well, I gave you a shot and this is a dead-end program and you did nothing. For Michigan, it's you know, when do you get over your hangover of the national championship where you actually start saying, okay, I want to try to run this thing back, because it looks like you're not, because you don't even know who your quarterback is going to be. So if you're Michigan, I think success for Michigan, can you win one of your big three games? Can you go to it, whether it's Ohio State, whether it's Oregon, or whether it's Texas? Can you win one of those three games, meaning that you win all the other ones? I think that's success for Michigan.
And that's a playoff year.
Yeah.
If they win one of those games and you take care of business, they're in the playoff, the momentum continues. I think for 1 year, it's never okay to lose to your rival. But in this instance, I think you guys understand what I'm saying. You'd keep the momentum going, mm-hmm. meaning we're back in the playoff. Now, again, that's no small task for a team that lost 13 players to the NFL. You lost your quarterback. You lost one of the best running backs you've had. You lost all 5 O-line starters, 3 of your top 4 receivers. You lost a ton, and any coach who could get out got out. That's a lot. Now, for Michigan State, what would define success in year one for Jonathan Smith?
I think for Michigan State, you have to get to a bowl game. That's a must. You cannot finish another season where it's over at Thanksgiving and we're already talking basketball. You have to at least take this thing some, even if you're playing at Ford Field, you have to play in some postseason game, get the practices. It gets the players to believe in Jonathan Smith and not hit the portal and not want to leave. I would like to think that they can at least win 7 games, but that's where you are for this year for them.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've said it all summer joking around, and you're like, are you going to get angry about things that haven't happened yet? The over-under being 4.5, it's just inexcusable. Look, in a day and age where it's not a 5-year rebuild to recruit and mature and incubate players, no, you buy them.
Right.
You go to the store and you buy them.
But that's what they did, Mike, and now it's like, okay, did I get a bargain?
That's right.
Or did I get nothing? Because
you paid
they went
seven
out
figures for a quarterback. You better be good. Aiden Childs has got to be a superstar.
Yeah, they went out and brought in like 40 transfers. Yeah, this is going to be something. Now, did you get lucky? And are 6 of those NFL type players? I'm just throwing that number out there.
I understand totally.
And then, okay, you know what? You got something. And by game number 5, if you took the over of 4.5, you're already cashing your ticket. But if they didn't, man, it's going to be a major step back. I think they're 4.5 because it's just the biggest question mark. Because with the incoming freshmen and the transfers, you're looking at over 60 brand new players. Like I told you, I'm just like, Amarion Smith, I'm at the fundraiser. And I'm like, I don't know any of these players in this room.
We did the deal last week joking around about it. I mean, how many people can you even name on the team? It's ultimately, that's not our problem, right? These teams are going to conduct business the way they conduct it. It's just about the results. I'll have a hard time at... Look, 5-7, he can go back to Oregon. 6-6, I won't be happy.
Yeah, 5-7, it better been something detrimental that happened that you ended up that way.
I'm willing to totally look at the middle four games and go, they ain't going to win one of them. I totally understand that. But I will not sit here. There's no world that I exist in where I treat, oh, we're playing Maryland and it's an auto loss. Go to hell. You're out of your mind. If that's an auto loss, you got a bad coach. You're running a bad program. You know, places like Indiana, Minnesota, Rutgers, all of it. Sorry, no, that's not elitist. None of those schools are top 20 in revenue, top 20 in attendance, you know, have made the playoff, have won the Big Ten ever. I don't want to hear it. I need State to win seven games to feel remotely satisfied. For Michigan, I'm with David in one regard. Finding the quarterback is a key. And if they can just keep the momentum... Almost like a new tradition now where for so long Michigan underachieved. Mm-hmm. Now, can they continue to achieve or borderline overachieve based on their personnel losses? 9-3, they're in the playoff. The networks will Joel Klatt will filibuster for them on the Senate floor. They're in.
Yeah. I would say 9-3. I would give them probably an 85% chance of being in unless your three losses are you just got hammered against those other schools, and it's just like, yeah, you know, you won nine games, but...
See, but I'm different, and I know a lot of Michigan fans won't agree with me on this end, but I am so into just finding a quarterback that I'm willing to lose four or five games, if that's the process. Because if you're out there and you're saying, you know what, this is the guy, he just needs the reps, and you go out there, you're like, oh, you know what, we lost the game that we should not have lost. But he's learning. He's getting the reps that we need, and
yeah,
now we got the guy.
Player? I mean, the only guy that would qualify in that would be what? Davis, the freshman?
Probably, yes.
But what if he doesn't play? What if it's Orgy? What if it's Tuttle? You know, well, then David, that's my issue with what Michigan did. And I know Michigan fans are still in a slumber because of, you know, the title. The portal era, you go out and get a player.
And that's, I know.
Oregon needed a quarterback. They got Dylan Gabriel. Miami needed a quarterback. They went out and got Cam Ward. Like, you're Michigan. You're the defending national champions.
And that's what I thought would be different, because Harbaugh, but he did that. He went and got Shea Patterson. And I don't know. I don't understand why they didn't go portal. I don't, because I don't really trust these guys. They have to be
even
right.
Even a grad transfer, so I don't have to hear about your phony academic thing. Go get a grad transfer.
They have to be right, then.
I mean, Christ, I mean, why is Grayson McCall at NC State? Just go get him.
Yes. Like,
there are plenty of grad transfer quarterbacks that are year 800. Go get one.
But I think they recruited so many quarterbacks and promised them that shot that they didn't want to recruit over those young guys.
But who?
That they
over
brought
Davis?
In. Yeah. Davis? Orgy?
Well, then they better be
Orgy.
Right.
You're worried about him?
Not me, but I'm just saying, like...
They are worried about Orgy, though. They are.
You can't recruit these younger guys in and then say, but we're going to go get a transfer.
What are you talking about? This is the college football you created. That's exactly what I do.
No, I understand, but to Michigan, they're saying, hey, we promise these guys a chance.
If Davis is so great, then beat the transfer, if that's what you do. But they did not do that.
No, and David, I guess I'm just supporting your point that finding a quarterback means... continued success for the program. And if you don't have one, look, I think that's important. And I think if you could get to nine wins, that's five stars. Truly. Because you're in the playoff. That would be ultimate. That would be really success, considering the losses. For State, it's just if you could get to 7-5. Like, look, Rico, they open up. It's like, no, I'm sorry. But if you go to Boston College and lose, not good enough. Not good enough. You got to get seven wins. Seven wins is not even good.
No. Mike, I understand. That's why I said, for me, it's more of a, you got to get to a bowl game.
I know.
Year zero.
I know.
You need the 15 practice.
It's just, for me, Oh, you did the bowl practice routine. Oh, that's cute. I like that. That's like a 2005 line of thinking.
Mike, because here's the thing.
We're really going to benefit from those extra practices.
No, no. It's not benefiting from the practices. It's meaning that maybe you get players to buy in, and it's not a mass exodus out the program.
Oh, okay. No, he wins. I forgot. The minute kids don't get what they want, they just bail.
Yeah.
Nice sport we got.
248-539-9797. Expectations. What's a successful season for Michigan or Michigan State this upcoming year? Michigan coming off the national title. Are you okay with taking a couple steps back for Michigan State? Rock bottom. How far up do you get that you say, yes, this was successful?
Here's the other thing. Am I a bad fan because I think it does matter the money these guys make now? That I treat it like the pros. Look, I'm not, you guys know, the old way is done. I have a hard time with it. I never had a problem with players getting paid. If you told me 3 years ago, players would be making seven figures, having 50 career snaps, or even worse, out of high school, I'd go, there's no way. People would never be that stupid. It's a horrific investment. It really is. But that's where we are. I mean, you got Michigan State's quarterback, depending who you talk to, is making seven figures. How am I supposed to view? Aiden Childs could be the nicest kid in the world, could be a wonderful young man, could be a great teammate, a great ambassador for the university. It doesn't matter because now it's like he's playing on Sundays. Like you sign a big free agent, you bring somebody in, you trade for Carlton Davis. Carlton Davis has to be a Pro Bowl corner for you or you're going to rake him over the coals. It's the same
but
thing
here.
But is
it here. That much different than if you brought in this five-star player who came in with a ton of expectation?
Yes, because that player was committed to you. Because there would be an idea of a roadmap to success. Now, you don't have time for that. We always use this example. David, I'm sure you could bring some U of M ones to the table. But my point is, Rico, the way of doing, like, look, when Michigan State had success, it was identify, develop, patient. And all of a sudden, boom, who the hell's Jeremy Langford? Wow, he's pretty good. Tony Lippitt, Danico Salen, like all these guys. You can't do that now. Kids will leave.
Right.
So I'm saying to you is like, okay, Aiden Childs comes in. Maybe I'm a bad fan. Yeah, I'm expecting seven wins. Why? If you have an upper-level quarterback, if you have an all-conference-level quarterback, you should win seven games, especially when one of them's Prairie View A&M. So really, I'm asking State to go 6-5. And if you take away the FAU game, I'm asking you to go 5-5. 5-5 against teams with legs.
Five and five, but yeah, when you have over 60 brand new players, that's the caveat right there.
But the
so no, I understand David what he's saying that the expectation has changed. Because it's like, well, what the heck are we paying you for if you can't come in here and win? And I'm not saying you can't. Okay. I'm not saying you're a bad fan if you feel that way because expectations have changed. To me, it's very similar to you were a five-star top 100 player and you come in here or you're a transfer from Alabama at a cornerback and you're really not that good.
But I knew you were committed and it was hard for you to transfer. Now kids are bolting in training camp or leaving before the season's over.
Correct.
Rico, that's insane. Sorry, David.
No, I was gonna say that's why it's become the NFL in a lot of people's minds is because when you bring a guy in, like it or not, we talked about JJ McCarthy for the Minnesota Vikings. We understand that you gotta be patient with him. But it's the NFL. Well, that man got drafted, and he needs to perform right away when he plays.
But see, it's not you, David, but it's a stupid line of thinking for people to think that way because they're not ready. So even though you're paying them that amount of money, they're not ready.
Right. Understood.
Right.
You're
and
right.
Aiden Childs, probably not ready.
And you're right.
You're setting yourself up for failure.
55 career snaps?
Yes. You're setting yourself up for failure, but it comes with higher expectation. That's why I said it depends. Like, once college football starts, do you forget how much money they make and you just go back to watching the games?
Nope.
Or do you just you see price tags? Whenever they run, you're like, yep, that's $1 million. That's $500,000. Oh, this is what we get. We pay you $250,000 and you fumble the ball.
I think when college – look, here's the problem. All right, they are a part of a machine. They are a part of producing money. They deserve a cut of it. I don't have a problem with it. I'll say it again. If you told me, guys, we're getting the financial equivalent of a scholarship, out-of-state scholarship to U of M or Michigan State, and they're making 50, 60, 70 a year, I'm not mad. That's good. It's good money, especially for, oh, I don't know, not being a pro. But when we lost cabin pressure and you have Ohio State $32 million this offseason on coaches and portal, I'm sorry. Very hard for a father to take the two kids to a college game and you got a kid who's never thrown a collegiate pass making 10x what the guy makes. Yeah. You want to tell me, like, look, if Blake Corum was making a mil or JJ or Loveland or Mason Graham is Aaron Donald, he's a monster. Do it. You've earned it. But this is wacky land. It's crazy. Let's go to Drew, 97.1. Drew, what's going on, buddy? Drew?
What's going on, boys?
There he is. What's up, Drew?
Hey, man. I love this topic, dude. I'm gonna cut it clean and get it to the point. Let's cut the BS, guys, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm going to make two predictions. Michigan State, you pay a quarterback seven figures, 9-3. Unacceptable, anything less. And I'm going to tell you right now, they're going to shock everybody. That gauntlet of four games in a row, they're going to win one of those games, okay? Ooh. And put themselves back on the map just so when they play Michigan, there's a real matchup again, right? Because it's been a joke the last couple of years.
Yeah, you're telling us. I think you scored again.
Okay, so now let's get to Michigan.
Yeah.
Now let's get the BS really out of the way, okay? Sherrone Moore is the face of this scandal, whatever you want to call it, wrapped in a bucket. I got the plays. We know what you're doing, blah, 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 okay? 10-2, anything less is a failure. And I'm telling you this right. The reason I say this is because if you don't, the naysayers are going to pile on you. Okay? And I don't care if they lose to Texas. I don't care if they lose to Oregon. You cannot lose to loaded Ohio State. If you beat Ohio State, at this point, you don't have a quarterback, so-and-so, whatever, you know. If you beat Ohio State, you quiet some of those questions, okay? If they would have went and hired somebody outside the program, I would have gave them a little bit of a leeway. But they kept the guy that is supposedly the face of this whole problem. That happened last year. And that's what upsets me the most about this whole situation is that we finally win a championship and it's under a cloud of doubt or conspiracy or whatever you want to call it. Okay. So in other words, right now is his chance to shut everybody up. I don't care if you don't have a quarterback yet. Find a way to win big games.
All right. Here's what I'll say. And Drew, believe me, it is a nightmare for me to have to defend U of M, but I will do it in this regard. If they take a step back this year, while the jokes about not knowing the other team's plays are funny ha-has, the reality is it's because you lost 13 guys to the draft. Mm-hmm. It's because you lost the staff. You lost your whole O-line, three of your top four receivers, because Rod Moore's knee exploded, because Sab transferred to Alabama. Like, guys, I would have to defend you in that regard, and I would. It's funny ha-has to say the cheating thing. The reality is you lost one of the best teams you've ever had. Truly.
No, this is true. But it's kind of like with you, it's the money that you make. I think for a lot of Michigan fans and a lot of people, it's going to be like, well, you couldn't cheat, so that's why you're losing. They're not going to see the people are gone. It's like, oh, this is what happens when you have a level playing field.
Right, you can have both. People can be lazy with that narrative, and that's fine. The reality is I don't know how they would ever live up because the players, first of all, it's not like Harbaugh was recruiting like Georgia. Dirty secret, he wasn't. And this offseason, after you won, you spent the offseason on Harbaugh watch, then he gutted the staff, he took everyone he could take, everyone who could leave left or you fired. And when you look at it, you go, okay, well, who did U of M plug the holes with? It's dicey. Now listen, you can build a defense with Will Johnson taking away one side and Graham and Grant in the middle. Their D, I don't think it'll be top five good. Be top 25.
A quarterback, I don't think they've hit the Stephen Threet, Nick Sheridan level, but it's kind of lackluster because you're like, okay, you're Michigan. You should have been able to go out and get somebody to come there. Like, in all honesty, you would expect a guy like Aiden Childs to say, you know what? I want to go to Michigan. You just won. I was a top recruit. I'm going to go there. Instead, I think you didn't want to over recruit over the quarterbacks that you had.
Okay. Well, look, we'll find out. Let the football start. We'll see. God, if we lose to FAU in the opener, God help me. Okay. So explain this now. We have no Rieger tonight. It's Wojo at training camp. Is that correct?
Wojo and Mark Ryan at training camp. But Wojo's at the press conference.
Which starts at 6.
Yes.
Is that accurate? Do I have everything accurate? Okay. Odyssey.com rewind. New cash to ticket up today. Big Ten preview today, tomorrow. Every team broken down. Best bets. We'll get to the Big 12. We're going to get to the SEC later in the week. I got the ACC on tap. And then what we're going to do too, because honestly, who are we kidding? I can't do a separate episode for all these crappy conferences. We're rolling them all together. Plus Notre Dame. Sunbelt episode, 48 minutes of Sunbelt.
Brother, I got a Big Ten preview as well.
That's right. So here's the preview. Oregon's really good. Download it.
I got the guy from Pick 6 preview joining me tomorrow.
Okay, excellent. By the way, that is one of the themes of Cash Ticket today is, look, I know OSU's good, but I'm not convinced. Like, they have red flags. I think it's Oregon's conference to lose.
Oregon, can you handle the Big Ten? Can you handle weather that's not perfect? There's a lot.
They have a lot of fog in Oregon.
Okay.
Yes, David.
I'll read a couple texts here. Michigan State 7-5, Michigan 9-3 to make the playoffs. He put the Lions in here, NFC title game for the Lions.
That's like I wrote it. I think 9-3 for Michigan, 7-5 for State. Yeah, that would be success. Like undeniable success to me. And David, that line for game of the year, Michigan, Ohio State, right now is 11.5.
Okay.
Do you want that bet?
No.
No?
No.
You wouldn't take the 11.5.
I just don't know who the quarterback is.
Doesn't matter. Look at all those points.
It's because you're not a real fan.
David, you could be down 17 late and still cover. Mm-hmm. You want to work something out with the general fund?
No.
Look, your uncle doesn't need to wear two bow ties. He can downgrade to one.
Like everybody else.
His uncle knows how to dress. Very fashionable man.
Let me read you this one, because this one's crazy before we get to Wojo. MSU is the first real team Ohio State plays. I can see an upset in East Lansing. Ryan Day is like Kyle Shanahan. Act like he's won something but hasn't.
You want to take this? Okay. Here's my response to that. Touchdown, Ohio State.
Touchdown, Ohio State.
Another one.
Put it this way.
Oh!
For years, Ohio State and Ryan Day has basically said in the third quarter, a pat on the head, Michigan State, you try. You tried your best.
I hear Bob. Bob, is that you?
Oh, you're darn right. It's me.
What's up, buddy?
Out here at Lions Camp.
Question for you. I want to see where you're at with this. Defining success for Michigan and Michigan State this season. What does it look like for Michigan and what does it look like for State?
I was listening to you guys and I saw that thing on ESPN where they had the ceiling for each team in the top 25 and the floor for each team.
Okay.
So the ceiling and the floor for Michigan and Michigan State, do you want just what would constitute a satisfactory season, not necessarily the best possible season?
Yes, just the idea of success. Not ultimate glory, but hey, this was a successful regular season.
Okay, I think if Michigan hits 9-3 or higher, success.
Agree.
Michigan State, I think 6-6 or higher would be a success.
Oh, come on. How about 7-5? Can I just get 7-5?
Well, no, because I mean,
one of the games is Prairie View. It doesn't even count.
I know, but the Vegas thing is 4.5, right?
I know. It's terrible.
I don't defy Vegas, pal. I will not do it.
All right, that's fair.
Yes, I will.
No. You have every right to say it. It's just, man, oh, man. 5-7, 6-6. Ugh.
But I heard you guys talking earlier. Each team has a major, major wild card, and of course it's the quarterback position. Michigan might be screwed at quarterback, or they might have a rising star in Alex Orji. I think he'll end up being the starter.
Oh, Mojo breaking news.
There you go. Michigan State may be screwed, or they actually might have a rising star in Aiden Childs. I mean, I think both of them could be in better position than we realize once we see them get out there.
Oh, can't wait for
no
the
guarantee.
Column. What's
My
coming
column.
Up next?
My column is coming up next. I am going to talk a little bit about the Lions. Just see who the Lions brought in.
Yeah, Jake Fromm.
Yeah, oh yeah, yep. Starting week one, don't you think?
Yeah, in Toronto.
Yeah, he hasn't played since he played for your Giants in 21.
Thank you.
Whatever.
It was just a real blessed few weeks.
Yes, it was. It's just a body. Poor kid, but he's just a body.
No, it's Sudfeld insurance because he's terrible.
Yeah, and Hooker might not be ready to play this weekend with his concussion. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the Lions and some of those college football things you guys were batting around. I found very interesting.
Oh, my God. All right, yes. We did something right. All
yes,
right.
You did.
So just you tonight, right?
Yeah, until 7, and then we have Lions Review live from Lions Camp.
All right. We'll talk to everybody tomorrow at 2. Robert, take care of yourself.
You guys as well.
Good night, everybody.
Woohoo!
Okay, so explain this now. We have no Rieger tonight. It's Wojo at training camp. Is that correct?
Wojo and Mark Ryan at training camp. But Wojo's at the press conference.
Which starts at 6.
Yes.
Is that accurate? Do I have everything accurate? Okay, Odyssey.com rewind. New cash to ticket up today. Big Ten preview today, tomorrow. Every team broken down. Best bets. We'll get to the Big 12. We're going to get to the SEC later in the week. I got the ACC on tap. And then what we're going to do, too, because honestly, who are we kidding? I can't do a separate episode for all these crappy conferences. We're rolling them all together. Plus Notre Dame. Sunbelt episode, 48 minutes of Sunbelt.
Brother, I got a Big Ten preview as well.
That's right. So here's the preview. Oregon's really good. Download it.
I got the guy from Pick 6 Preview joining me tomorrow.
Okay, excellent. By the way, that is one of the themes of Cash Ticket today is, look, I know OSU's good, but I'm not convinced. Like, they have red flags. I think it's Oregon's conference to lose.
Oregon, can you handle the Big Ten? Can you handle weather that's not perfect?
There's a lot. They have a lot of fog in Oregon.
Okay.
Yes, David.
I'll read a couple texts here. Michigan State 7-5, Michigan 9-3 to make the playoffs. Put the Lions in here, NFC title game for the Lions.
That's like I wrote it. I think 9-3 for Michigan, 7-5 for State. Yeah, that would be success, like undeniable success to me. And David, that line for game of the year, Michigan-Ohio State right now is 11.5.
Okay.
Do you want that bet?
No.
No?
No.
You wouldn't take the 11.5.
I just don't know who the quarterback is.
Doesn't matter. Look at all those points.
It's because you're not a real fan.
David, you could be down 17 late and still cover. Mm-hmm. You want to work something out with the general fund?
No.
Look, your uncle doesn't need to wear two bow ties. He can downgrade to one.
Like everybody else.
His uncle knows how to dress. Very fashionable man.
Let me read you this one, because this one's crazy before we get to Wojo. MSU is the first real team Ohio State plays. I can see an upset in East Lansing. Ryan Day is like Kyle Shanahan. Act like he's won something but hasn't.
You want to take this? Okay. Here's my response to that. Touchdown, Ohio State. Ohio State. Another one.
Put it this
Another
way.
One.
Put it this way.
Oh,
for years, Ohio State and Ryan Day has basically said in the third quarter, a pat on the head, Michigan State, you tried. You tried your best.
I hear Bob. Bob, is that you?
Oh, you're darn right. It's me.
What's up, buddy?
Out here at Lions Camp.
Question for you. I want to
yeah,
see where you're at with this. Defining success for Michigan and Michigan State this season. What does it look like for Michigan and what does it look like for State?
I was listening to you guys, and I saw that thing on ESPN where they had the ceiling for each team in the top 25 and the floor for each team.
Okay.
So the ceiling and the floor for Michigan and Michigan State, Do you want just what would constitute a satisfactory season, not necessarily the best possible season?
Yes, just the idea of success. Not ultimate glory, but hey, this was a successful regular season.
Okay, I think if Michigan hits 9-3 or higher, success.
Agree.
Michigan State, I think 6-6 or higher would be a success.
Oh, come on. How about 7-5? Can I just get 7-5?
Well, no, because I mean,
one of the games is Vegas Prairie View. It doesn't even count.
I know, but the Vegas thing is 4.5, right?
I know. It's terrible.
I don't defy Vegas, pal. I will not do it.
All right, that's fair.
Yes, I will.
No. You have every right to say it. It's just, man, oh, man. 5-7, 6-6. Ugh.
But I heard you guys talking earlier. Each team has a major, major wild card, and of course it's the quarterback position. Michigan might be screwed at quarterback, or they might have a rising star in Alex Orji. I think he'll end up being the starter.
Oh, Mojo breaking news.
There you go. Michigan State may be screwed, or they actually might have a rising star in Aiden Childs. I mean, I think both of them could be in better position than we realize once we see them get out there.
Oh, can't wait for the column.
Column.
What's coming up next?
My column is coming up next. I am going to talk a little bit about the Lions. Just see who the Lions brought in.
Yeah, Jake Fromm.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yep. Starting week one, don't you think?
Yeah, in Toronto.
Yeah. He hasn't played since he played for your Giants in 21.
Thank you.
Whatever.
It was a real blessed few weeks.
Yes, it was. It's just a body. Poor kid, but he's just a body.
No, it's Sudfeld insurance because he's terrible.
Yeah, and Hooker might not be ready to play this weekend with his concussion. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the Lions and some of those college football things you guys were batting around. I found very interesting.
Oh, my God. All right, we did something right.
All right. Yes, you did.
So just you tonight, right?
Yeah, until 7, and then we have Lions Review live from Lions Camp.
All right. We'll talk to everybody tomorrow at 2. Robert, take care of yourself.
You guys as well.
Good night,
Thank
everybody.
You. Woohoo!